Thank you. Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12960. Mark Stockard seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located west of Bluebill Drive within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 37093 Bluebill Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is general residential or GR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 180. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed 8x12 shed. It should be noted that the original proposed structure was to be a 10x12, but that the applicant has requested an amendment to a smaller size to accommodate the property owner walking around the shed without being on the neighboring property. Additionally, staff note that to date, the department has received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Is the applicant present? Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Stockard, 37093 Bluebill Drive.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have a necessity for a shed, and actually, they didn't have a chance to mail it in, but my next door neighbors signed a
you can
letter.
Give you can give that to staff. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Adjacent to their property. And like she said, the reason I wanted it a 10x12, but since it would be right on their property line and I would have to walk on their property to go around my shed, I thought that wasn't feasible. Plus also in my neighborhood, the lots are only 50 feet wide. So the house is centered. So there's only 10.5 feet on either side of the property to put a shed. And I'm on the canal, so I can't really put it on the back. And I have a lot of stuff stored under my deck, but like my lawnmower rusted out because I'm right on the water, it's very damp. And I'd like to have a structure to actually store a lot of the things. I have bicycles that are rusted. You know, a lot of, you know, living on the water, it's really hard. And I have closets full of like beach stuff and everything because we live about 3 miles from the beach. You know, there are toys from the grandkids that come over. I'd like to have a structure because I feel like my house is jumped up with so much stuff that I can't afford to pay a storage fee, you know, for a storage locker. So I was going to put a shed up. And the shed I'm going to order is going to match the structure of the house. I'm going to order siding to match the house. It's a kit that comes. I think I gave a copy of the kit to the court. But I'm gonna have it painted the same, and I'm gonna have the shingles match, and it's gonna look nice, and it's gonna be set back also, so my neighbors can still see down the canal. A lot of people put their stuff, their sheds and structures right up on the canal, which blocks the view of anybody else. So what I did was decided to pull it back a little bit past my porch, so the next door neighbor can still see down the canal, and it wouldn't be impeding her. And that's why they ended up signing that letter saying they don't object to it.
Questions?
I see you have a proposed porch here also.
A proposed what?
Porch.
No, the porch is already there. That structure's existing.
When
was proposed, I guess, when they did the drawing and installed the house. The porch was actually supposed to be 12 foot, but for some reason they said we didn't know that you could file for variance, so they took 3 foot back off of the porch. So the porch, where the porch is, the shed's going to be back just a little bit, but that porch is existing in there.
Okay, that answers my question.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
And I read in your statement it floods back there, and that close to the lagoon?
It has come up over top of the bulkhead. I mean, during Hurricane Sandy, we had 2 foot of water in the street, but that was quite an extreme situation. But it has come up over the bulkhead a couple of inches, but usually either, you know, during real extreme high tides, it'll come up a little bit onto the lawn, but I'll be back farther, so I'm up a little higher.
I appreciate you wanting to keep the shed off the property so you can at least maintain it from your side, but how close are you going to be to your actual home and the porch?
Inches. It'll be 6 inches.
How are you going to maintain that?
What do you mean maintain it?
In between, like power washing, anything like that? Anything needs to be done in between those?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I get the power pressure washer through. I haven't got long though. I do pressure wash my house on the regular and keep it nice.
How is the roof of the shed peaked? Is it going to be peaking towards your neighbor's house?
It'll be peaking along my house. My house is set here, the neighbor's house is set here.
Okay. Is there any water issues on your neighbor's lot? And do you think putting a shed there might contribute a little bit to there if they had water issues back there because of the way the water would come off the roof?
The water does track down that lot. There's a spot where there's like electric meters, which is on their property, and that's where the water already tracks. It already tracks it. I mean, every house, the water tracks in between the two because there's only 20 feet in between the houses.
So would you describe it as like a swale in between the homes then? Or
just when it rains, there's no, the roads in our neighborhood, there's no drainage. It's a bulkhead neighborhood. Everything, you know, when it rains, there's no gutters. It just runs off and goes into.
You might have mentioned this already. Do you need approval from Swan Keys?
No, sir.
Thank you.
They have a civic association. They don't have a homeowners association, so we come here and present it to you guys and the board here.
Thank you.
A couple of questions. Tell me again what size the shed is.
12 by 8.
12 by 8. So the amount of variance needed would be 2 feet, is that correct? I'm sorry, not the It'd distance be, from the shed to the property line would be, 2 feet.
2 feet.
So it'd be a 3 foot variance. Yeah. So 2 feet instead of 5 feet. And is 6 inches the closest you can get it to your house?
I didn't want to put it right up against my house in case it's
mm-hmm.
It's going to be right there on the house, just about on the house.
It's pretty, 6 inches is pretty close. Which side would the doors be on?
Probably towards my house. I mean, away from the canal, towards.
Towards Bluebill Drive?
Bluebill Drive, yes, sir.
Okay, so you'd enter and exit,
yes,
towards Bluebill Drive. Is the flooding problem in the rear of the property, is that typical of all the homes in this community, or is yours worse?
Well, certain properties are a little worse than others, but where they just repaved all the roadway, so they paved the roads up a little higher, so everything just runs straight off the road into between every house along the whole entire community, because there are no drains down the street.
Okay, so all that water is going to run underneath your shed to make its way back to the lagoon?
What my plan is to put little footers down,
Is this a prefab shed?
No, I'm going to.
You're going to build it on site?
Build it on site.
Are you going to build it like on skids like they do? Or how are you going to build that?
I used to have a boat and I got rid of the boat, but I have all these blocks I used to put the boat on. I'm just going to put some blocks up there to hold it off the ground just a little bit.
Okay, so there will be space underneath that water could run under?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Everything has to, I put a driveway in, but I put the gravel driveway in so it drains. A lot of people in the neighborhood put too much concrete down, and I dislike the concrete because it needs to go somewhere.
It looks like your lot is typical of the size of the lots in this community.
Yeah, they're all 50 feet wide by 70 feet long.
Is the size of your house typical of the houses in this community?
Yes. Well, they're going two and three stories nowadays.
Sure. Do other homes in the community have sheds?
A lot of them do, yes. There's quite a few of them that have them right on the property line, straight back.
How do you suppose, if your lot is typical of all the other lots in this community, how do you suppose they're getting their sheds to fit? How do you suppose they're getting their lots to fit on, their sheds to fit on their properties?
Some, you know, there's a lot of sheds that, I don't know if they file for variances or not, but there's some sheds that are right on the property line. I mean, they're both butted right up against you. I mean, there's like this much room in between two sheds. I mean, that's irrelevant because that's whatever they did. I'm trying to stay away from the canal.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just trying to kind of understand what's going on in this community because I know we aren't approving variances for every single home in this community.
Yeah, well, I've heard that some people do whatever they want and they come back and something happens and I've heard people having to yank their sheds. So I thought to myself, I'm going to do the right thing and file for variance and see what I can do, you know. Do what's right.
Let's see. So your house, I'm assuming your house does not have a garage.
There's no garage, no.
Okay.
There's down the other side of the house is a sidewalk.
Did you build the house or was it already there when you bought it?
The house was built later. That's why it said the variance that wasn't the original house on the property. That house was installed 23 years ago.
But did you have it built or was
no,
it?
My mom who's here now and her sister built the house.
Oh, okay. So it was built previous to you owning it. Okay. You don't have any more room on the rear than you do on the side, do you?
No, the house is centered and there's a driveway out front where we used to park right off the street and the back is maybe 10 feet to the water. I mean, if I put the shed on the back side of the house, it's going to block the neighbor's view of the canal. I mean, we're fifth house from the end of the canal, so people can see, you know, it looks nice down there on Derrickson's Creek, so.
Mm-hmm. And there's a tree?
It's a big tree. We have a big crepe myrtle tree. That's why I'm building a kit and not having it delivered, because there's this big, beautiful crepe myrtle that's sitting right there, and I don't want to cut the tree. Beautiful crepe myrtle down. It's beautiful.
Okay. Was that also there when you purchased, when you got the property?
Yes.
Okay.
The neighbor took pride in saying, hey, we told him not to cut down the tree because it's so pretty. It's a very nice tree.
Is your neighbor on that side supportive of you putting the shed there?
Yes, that's they signed the.
Okay, that's the letter. Okay. All right, I guess that's all the questions I have for now.
Mr. Sharp?
You say it's centered on the lot. When I look at the site plan, though, it indicates that on the south side of the lot, it's 10 and a half, but on the north side, there's 12 feet. Why didn't you look on the north side?
Well, this one little spot here, it's just there, but there's a, I don't know what the distance from here to here is, but there's steps here, and then there's a fireplace there. So I don't think there's enough room here, and then there's a sidewalk all the way down this side. The entrance. So there's a sidewalk here, so I couldn't put a shed anywhere on this side. And I have there's a driveway here, so and there's air conditioner, and that's the only spot that could accommodate the shed. Put it on the other spot, it would be right on the sidewalk.
So that other side is how you mainly enter the home?
Yeah, this is where we mostly come in the house, but this is old. Because you can't see the sidewalk. I wonder why you can't see the sidewalk there. And that's the tree, and that's the tree. And there's the air conditioner. Actually, these two were over here, and we had them moved a year or so ago. And I was going to do this last year, and I a lot of things going on in life, so.
Did you look at a narrower shed? I know you said you were originally looking at 10 foot, now you're at 8 feet. Did you look at 6 foot or
six
narrower?
It's so small. I mean, I got a lot of stuff that I need to store. You know, it's when you walk into my house, the laundry room's got stuff with boat stuff on it. Well, I got rid of the boat, but it's got tools and toys for the kids. All the, I have chairs and, you know, for the beach and all kinds of stuff. I have no, you know, I could line all these little structures up, and I don't think it would fit most of the stuff that I have.
One of the standards is that you have to show that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. So, you know, if a structure, you know, if you were to go
6 foot wide.
Yeah. You would need a lesser variance than what you would need now.
But if I went with a 6 foot wide, now I got a 12 foot long thing. If I went with a 6 foot wide, I'd probably need 3 or 4 of those 6 foot, because it wouldn't be as quite as tall, and you know, it would make it harder, and I would have to have more structures. The 12 foot by 6 foot wouldn't hold the stuff that I need, so I would need another 6 foot structure somewhere else, tucked away. I was just trying to have it one central, because I see other people doing 2 and 3 sheds all along the side of their house.
But right now you're not storing them in a shed, right?
It's because like I said, I have a lawnmower underneath of my deck that rusted out, and I had to throw the lawnmower away because when I pulled it out and started it 2 years ago, the thing rusted and the thing's spinning around. It was hitting the ground because it's outside underneath of my deck. I have a lot of stuff under my deck that's just rusting away because I'm living on the water. And the amount of stuff that I have that's sitting under there just rusting away, and I'm ending up, you know, I bring it out the next year, try to sit in a chair, and it's dry rotted, and I'm falling on the floor on the beach. I'm falling on the ground, and I'm like, man, I got to buy another chair. I got to buy another lawnmower. It's frustrating. I live on the water, so, you know, a shed would make it a drier place to put the stuff, and a little 6 foot wide, I mean, I'd be trying to get in and out of the shed. I'd pull 10 things out to get the one thing that I need. Just trying to, I mean, other people have a lot bigger sheds than I do in that neighborhood. They have 12 by 16 sheds in that neighborhood, but their lots are a little different. Their houses aren't centered on the lot like mine is.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
I have a couple more questions. You said that they're different than yours. Is it typical in this community for houses to be a little off-center on their lots?
Yes. I've seen some have. There's a couple that are almost right on the line. There's a neighbor across the street whose existing thing was right on their lot is right, their house is right on their property line. I mean, it's been that, like,
would
after
you
25
say
years.
That
this house right here, house right there, that is right property line.
Well, you can't really go by one. You can't really go by the purple lines on our screen,
yeah,
because they're
this,
off.
This house is right across the street from me. This house got knocked down. There's a big house here now, but this right here, this is where their property line is, because I know their structure is built right on the property line. That this screen and porch is on that property line.
And you just know that from talking to your neighbors and common knowledge from talking
to
your neighbors?
Yeah, the neighbor that had her house redone, when she did the survey, she found out that there it was right on the property line. And she doesn't object to it because it's been there for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. But I don't,
is it your opinion that a majority of your neighbors' houses are off-center?
No, I think most of them are pretty much.
Most of them are centered?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So some of them are off.
Some of them are off, yes.
But most of them are centered. And most of them are the same size as yours.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's a tough situation because I understand where you need a shed, but the legal criteria for variance is that there has to be a uniqueness to your property, and the uniqueness creates an exceptional practical difficulty. And so it's hard for me to see where the uniqueness is here. But at the same time, I understand where you need a shed, and I understand where you're coming from. Is there anything else about your property that makes it different from the other properties?
I wasn't ready for that one. I pretty much, I mean, some people do have it off-center, so they have room for a shed. Other people don't. And when they built the house, they didn't, I guess, in foresight, it would have been nice to have put it over to the one side to accommodate it, but we weren't thinking about that.
Could you close in a portion of your deck underneath of it?
Close in the deck?
Under your deck, where you're storing everything now, to keep the rain off of everything.
Well, I mean, it's a dirt grant. It's dirt. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything's sitting there. It's all dirt, and I have like lattice work there, so everything's kind of concealed under there. But it's okay. Not. I mean, it's protected from the elements, but yet the lawnmower is still rusted through. You know, it is protected from the elements, but I mean, it's a dirt ground. I mean, I'd have to concrete the ground. I'd have to build walls around it. I mean, and it still isn't big enough to accommodate certain things because it's only about this.
It's not very tall.
It's only about 3 foot. It's like a crawl space almost. I mean, it's not. I mean, I got a canoe under there. I got the lawnmower under there now. I got a weed whacker hanging under there. I got fishing rods hanging under there. I got, you know, I mean, there's a paddle boat underneath of it, but the paddle boat will stay. But I mean, it's you know, hindsight, of which we would have built a property over a little bit farther to accommodate a shed, so I wouldn't have to even ask for a variance.
Anything else, Mr. Sharp? Yeah. Williamson, Dr. Carson, anything?
I just got one question, and it goes back to the proposed porch, and I want to understand a little better the house. When was the porch built?
When the house was installed, 23
years ago. Yeah. Okay. I'm still confused by the proposed there. That's all I have.
I think because it's from 2001 on the survey, Mr. Williams.
22 years. 2001 was the survey for when they proposed to put the house up. That was the survey that was given to us.
I have just one other question. We're sort of arguing about inches now, but I design houses for a living, so I just wanted to ask you about it. Did you consider, since you're building this yourself anyway and you're not buying prefab, did you consider building it attached to your house and trying to save a few inches that way?
I mean, I could. See, the whole thing, though, when I'm building the one side, I'm going to have to build the one side first and then slide it over. I mean, I could get it as close as I possibly can to the house.
But what I mean by attached to the house is it would be an addition to your house, not a separate shed. So you're building only 3 walls instead of 4, build right off the side of your house. Did you consider doing that?
Well, the house sits 5 blocks off the ground, so I would have to put a foundation in and have to rebuild up the whole.
Well, no, you'd still build down on the ground, just like it's a little garage. You know, you still build down on the ground, but build it attached to the house.
So tear the siding off and attach it to my house?
You could remove the siding. You wouldn't technically have to remove the siding.
What if when I built the one side of the wall and I used leverage and pushed it over and butted it up as tight to the wall as I possibly can? I'd be willing to do that. I don't want to rip the siding down on my house because everything looks so nice. I don't want to alter the house. I just want to have a shed on the outside of the house.
Okay, understood.
Separate structure. All right. I could try to get it as close as possible to the house. And to accommodate those inches, I mean, I'm
assuming the roof of the shed would have an overhang to it.
Very slight.
Like maybe an inch and a half or something.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's how it goes a little bit.
I mean, if it's a detached shed, you're not going to get much closer to the house than the 6 inches you're proposing.
Well, you get 3 inches. You were talking about inches. I could probably shimmy it over 3 more inches if that'll help the situation.
All right, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir? Thank you. You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
I'll speak in favor.
You have to come forward, ma'am, and be sworn in. Hold on till you get up here.
I'm sorry I'm taking all your time up, but I'm going to talk about this. There was another
Mr. Sharp will swear you in, then you can say whatever you'd like.
How's that?
Can you state your name and address?
My name is Barbara Stockard. I'm the mother of Mark. We live at 3709 Bluebill Drive. Formerly, it was 49G Bluebill Drive.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
truth?
Yes, thank you.
I do. I swear. And anyway, we had another house on that lot. And it was, my sister and I bought it, and it was already there. And suddenly, we had water problems with that house. And the boars, they had, boars underneath of it, and they got wet, and they started to sink. It had jalousie windows, which leaked, ran down the walls, and the walls became, so my sister and I said, hey, we want to retire here, so we better do something about it. So we bought an Apex home. It's an Apex home. It was manufactured, and we had it placed on the lot. They placed it on the lot. We didn't tell them where to put it. They did. And the screen and porch was built on site. We had asked for a 12-foot screen and porch, and because of that time, there were a lot of, I don't know what you call them, but they wouldn't let us do that. They gave us money back, and they made the porch 9 foot, which is really 7 foot when you think that the wood takes up a pile of it. So anyway, we've been collecting stuff for 20 years. Chairs, beach umbrellas, kites for the kids, toys for the kids, buckets and all that kind of stuff. Besides me, I have wreaths all over the place that you hang out to make the place look pretty. And so I said to Mark, I'm tired of all this stuff in the house. Can't we do something with it? So he's the one who's going to build this, and he's the one who's paying for it, and I hope to God he can have it. Is there any other questions you'd like to ask me?
Mr. Sharp, anything?
Nope.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for your consideration.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your patience, guys.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else for the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12960 for Mr. Mark Stoddard and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12969 for the requested variance. I believe the property does have some unique physical conditions due to the water drainage situation. I believe the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So the vote of 4-0, your case is approved.